Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is rickets. If you're like most people, you've heard about rickets from your grandparents or great-grandparents. This might lead you to believe that it's something you don't have to worry about. While this is probably true, what should you be looking for? What causes it? How is it treated? Rickets, or osteomalacia, is when the bones in children soften or weaken. The most common reason for this is a lack of vitamin D for an extended period of time. Since your body needs vitamin D to absorb calcium and phosphorus, when it isn't able to do this, the bones get weak. The two main sources of vitamin D are sunlight, your skin produces it when it's exposed to sunlight, and certain foods such as fish oil, egg yolks, and fatty fish like salmon, tuna, and mackerel. In addition, it's often added to foods like milk, cereal, some fruit juices, and infant formula. If a child doesn't spend enough time in the sun or eat enough food that contains vitamin D, they're more likely to have rickets. Some children have conditions including celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease, cystic fibrosis, and kidney problems that impact their body's ability to absorb vitamin D, which increases their chances of having the disorder. Others that are at higher risk are individuals with darker skin, since it has more melanin, which lowers the ability to create vitamin D from sunlight, living in northern latitudes, where there is less exposure to sunlight, a mother having a vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy, a baby being born prematurely, a baby that's only breastfed, or taking certain medications like anti-seizure or antiretrovirals. Symptoms of rickets are delayed growth, delayed motor skills, muscle weakness, and pain in the spine, pelvis, or legs. Since the disease affects the growth plates, it can result in skeletal deformities like bowed legs or knocked knees, thickened wrists or ankles, or breastbone projection. If not treated, complications include failure to grow, abnormally curved spine, bone deformities, dental defects, and seizures. The good news is that most cases of rickets are treated with vitamin D and calcium supplements. If your child has another disorder that is causing rickets, that will need to be addressed as well. With any medication that is prescribed, you must follow the doctor's directions regarding dosage, since too much can be harmful to your child. Your child's doctor will monitor any changes via blood work and x-rays. If your child has bone deformities, their doctor will usually recommend special braces to help the bones grow correctly. If the deformities are severe, your child may need surgery to fix them. The first step in preventing rickets is to get enough sunlight, since it's the best source of vitamin D. All it takes is 10 to 15 minutes of exposure each day. This can be challenging if it's winter, you live in northern latitudes, or have dark skin. Also, we're typically told to keep infants and small children out of direct sunlight or to put sunscreen and protective clothing on them. This is why getting vitamin D in their diet is key, by either eating foods that contain it or are fortified with it. The best way to determine this is to check the nutrition label. If you're pregnant, you might want to take a vitamin D supplement. For infants, they should get 400 IUs, or international units, of vitamin D a day. So they might need to receive a supplement as well if they're not getting enough through their diet. Rickets can be a concerning disease. However, it can easily be prevented. If you have any questions or concerns about rickets, please speak with your doctor. If you'd like more information, please visit Medline Plus's Rickets page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on your health to go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.